Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody, and happy Sunday. I'm so glad that y'all are all with us here today. Thank you so much for calling in. This is the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, which is presented by Green Man Enterprises. And I am your sassy Southern and psychic host, Miss Holly. And we are going to be doing readings today. I have got a full slate. Thank y'all so much for listening and coming back and talking with me. I just love hearing from everybody. The other thing I do want to let you know is that at the end of this episode, I am going to give away a 20-minute free reading to one of my followers that's a $70 value. So we will have a video reading, just you and I, and talk and get to know each other. It'll be lots and lots of fun. So if you want to come on and follow the show, you have until the end of the evening to do that, and then we will pick someone, okay? So to call in, you need to call 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And we're going to go ahead with our first caller. Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Yes, hi Holly. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Stacy. And I just want to ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm at a job since the end of July, and there was a guy there that got fired on Wednesday, you know, and I got Thursday that I had a crush on, Chris. That's the guy that got fired. His name was Chris. And I was wondering if Chris will ever contact me because, you know, I was upset, you know, that he got fired. You know, and you know what I mean. And I never got to tell him, you know, I have a crush on him, but I told the friend on Thursday that let him know.
Your guides are telling me to let that go. To let it go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Was he dating someone else there or?
Yeah. So that's probably why they're telling me to tell you to let it go. That it's not going to be a good relationship. So
what do you mean?
It's not going to come to fruition. There's nothing going to come out of it.
So he's not.
Go ahead, sweetie. Yes.
That he's not going to contact me with someone, or because I knew he was single, you know.
Yeah, he is with someone. He's with several someones. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, you know, flirted because that's the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
would
he's.
You see me meeting any?
I can look and see. Let me take a look and see. Let's see what we can find. Okay. I'm not showing anybody. Oh, well, here we go. I pulled the Four of Spring for you. Oh, and the Lovers. Okay. Woohoo. Good cards. Yay. Okay, so the Lovers is true love that is long-lasting, choices made from the heart, a return to good health. You, Four of Spring is be grateful. You have much to celebrate, deep feelings of peace, happiness, a contented personal life. So, I'm not seeing anybody coming in until December for you. That's what your guides are telling me. And be on the lookout for that.
Oh,
it's
this December coming up. Not right after, but December.
No, this December. Christmas. Nice little Christmas gift. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, I haven't really met anybody like, anyway, I tell you, it's quite a few years, and, you know, I've heard from somebody that's, like, not a player, and the guy you know, at work, it's like he flirts with me, but I don't know. You know what I mean? I played it cool because I didn't know whether he was, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know, you know, because I worked my job and all that. Mm-hmm. I was professional, so you said I did the right thing.
Yeah, it's, he's not what he seemed. Let's just put it that way.
Well, at work, you know, at work, he really, I guess the head people were upset with something he did at work, and they didn't really say, I guess he really, you know, he was friends with everybody, and I guess what happened was, I guess, he kind of, you know, went against the rules at work, and he got let go, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking, well, did I do something wrong by not telling him I was interested? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I felt like I lost my sense, because if I would have said I was interested, maybe, you know, if I was interested, you know, how a guy would have said, you know, got my number or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I guess at work I kind of play very, like, professional like that. So he probably didn't even know if I liked him. You understand? And I thought that I looked at an opportunity. Because you don't want to date somebody when you're at work, but now that he's not working there, it's more comfortable. So you said I didn't do anything wrong by not giving him my number or trying to, like...
You dodged a bullet, basically.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I dodged the bullet because here, it's like, how often do I get attracted to somebody? And here, it's like, the reason I didn't tell Molly because of all these Mercury retrogrades and more. That's why I was waiting because, you know, I didn't want to, like, go out with somebody and then have it, like, just, you know, ruin my job or whatever. And I wanted to wait till anything goes into fruition in November. So you said that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look for somebody to come in December. Yeah.
And
okay.
Anything about it? Anything about the guy?
They're telling me it's a friend of a friend. Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
Okay. I wish I had more for you, but that's all they're giving me is December and a friend of a friend, and that it's going to be a good relationship. So, nice little Christmas present.
What?
Nice little Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been alone, you know. New Year's, Christmas. You know, I've been alone for like 37 years. It's been like the last time I had a New Year's date was probably almost 10 years ago.
Well, let's hope that this year will change that.
Yeah, because you know what you feel like every time something happens, something gets in the way, and it just doesn't happen. That's how I feel like with me. Every time, I'm interested in somebody, I don't really approach, and then they find somebody else, and I get an opportunity. So that's how I would describe, like, this thing happened.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be really good from what your guides are telling me. And I'd love to sit here and check, but I have got a bunch of people I need to talk to. So I appreciate it, and I will talk with you later, okay?
Okay, thanks. I want to listen.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let's see who's next.
Hello? Or Skype.
Hello?
Oh, so most of the people I know don't even have it.
Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So. Nothing to do with the email, too, like Gmail. I don't know if you noticed it on yours. I noticed on mine that you can do a chat thing on it. So you can do it that way, too.
Oh, okay. Sweetie, do you know you're on the air with me? I'm sorry about that, guys. Let's go ahead and move on to the next person. All righty. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hey, Miss. Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all.
Good, good, good. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, so I have a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
So my job right now, the department that I'm in, so at one point we were working 37 hours per week. So
mm-hmm.
they shaved it down to 34 hours a week. I do plan on leaving the job to get something better, but I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to see what was going on, if they were going to actually start to shave off one of the days. I know because of the whole COVID crisis, they're not saying much, but I'm just trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're right. You have very good intuition, and you're completely right on about that. This has to do with COVID, and they're trying their darndest to give y'all as many hours as possible, but it's just what it is at this point. I would start looking as soon as possible.
Okay.
They really value you, but it's I hate to say this, it's kind of out of their control, as are a lot of things these days with everybody. So, yeah. I am showing that you will not have a hard time finding something else at all. And let me ask you a question. I pulled the Nine of Autumn for you, and that talks a lot about self-employment. Have you thought about opening a business for yourself?
Actually, yeah, I have.
Do it. Totally do it.
Okay. Totally do it. Okay.
Totally do it. Because this is about being happy and being successfully self-employed. And I can hear in your voice and everything that you would be very, very good at that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to give this a go. All right, so start looking now, because I was just looking for something part-time, but you're saying look for something full-time right now.
Yeah, or start your business and work this.
Okay, so I will.
That might be the best
plan, right,
to start your business and work this while you have it.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I will.
All right, and don't forget to follow
thank
the
you.
Show so you can be registered for the free video reading later on this evening that we're going to give away, okay?
Sure, thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Have a good one. Y'all don't forget about following the show so you can get into that drawing for the free video reading with me later on this set. I will let y'all know who my husband picks in just a little bit. So the next person we've got coming up, let's see who this is. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Holly. My name is Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing splendid. Thank you.
Good. What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I'm wondering, a friend and I recently started on a new project together, and we're having a bit of a slow start, having fun, but having a bit of a slow start. Wondering if you see that that's going to be successful or what?
Ryan, let me take a look for you and see. Well, let's see what I pulled here. Yes. Y'all need to get yourselves organized, though, from what I can see. Yeah. Once you do that, it's going to be a success. So, and there's one person that y'all need to ask for help with some part of this. And when you do that, all the pieces are going to fall together.
Okay. One person, huh?
Yeah. I'm seeing that there should be three and there are only two.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
thank
I don't
you.
Know who the third one is. They're not telling me. I would tell you if they did, but they're not.
Sure.
It's a triangle, okay? And I see two points of the triangle lit up, but then the third point is dark. And when I see that, that means that all the pieces are not there yet.
Okay.
Okay.
So the search continues.
The search continues. I'm sorry, Ryan, but once you find that third person, It's going to be awesome.
Great.
That's what
great.
You need to do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much for calling in. I hope you have a great rest
okay.
of your evening. God bless.
You too.
Bye. Let's see who's next on our list today. Thanks, and y'all, for calling in. This is so awesome. I just love talking to y'all on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you today?
Well, hi there. Hello. I know I'm very lucky to have gotten in. thank you. My name is calling you. And I was just wondering, I work in an industry. I can travel anywhere. I can work from home and, you know, I'm licensed. And I'm wanting to pull in some contracts. And because if I pull contracts in, that means money mm-hmm. for me.
Right.
So are you seeing income from now till the end of the year?
I'm seeing some stuff come in November.
Okay, great. Oh, my God,
I'm
great.
I'm seeing some stuff come in November. It's going to be kind of piecemeal, but I do see some of it coming in, yes. It's going to be November. So not too much longer to wait, but I do see that coming in November. Absolutely.
I'm yes. sorry, not too much what? I'm sorry?
It's going to be piecemeal.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's going to be little contracts, but it will be enough. It will be enough.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And are you thinking of moving at all?
Oh, my God. Oh, you must be psychic, because I was going to ask you that.
Because they're telling me you need to move.
You know, with those contracts coming in, even if it's piecemeal, I mean, do you see that possible there?
Yeah, I'm seeing that after, in March. But it's very, very strong with you that movement is a big part of your next year.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a lot of movement coming in for next year for you. And I see you moving. I see you moving residences.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, my God, how wonderful.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I see you moving residences. So be on the lookout for that and be ready, because it's going to happen fast.
Yeah. That's wonderful news. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, it's going to happen
Thank
fast.
You.
And it's going to be a good thing for you.
Okay, that's what I, yeah. It's not going to be like urgent, or it's not going to be like
urgent. Nothing like that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be a good opportunity, and it's going to free you up to do other things, and you kind of need to shake the dust off.
Yes, I believe. Yes, I agree with you so much.
You know, so you really need to take the dust off, and that's, honey, we all got COVID dust all over us. You know, I mean, it's, whew. Anyway, but, yeah. So, yeah, but I definitely see you moving next year. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, you've given me such great news on both sides of the question that I started out with. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a good evening. God bless.
Oh, God bless.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see who's next up for us. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Hi.
Hi, thank you. First time caller.
Hi, what's your name?
Debbie. I'm Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
I'm Holly. I know. I was like, wow, I had a good energy feel when I saw your name and that you were prophetic. I'm having trouble at work with a pretty dominant manager.
Ooh.
And it's exhausting. So I was just wondering what you see about that.
So this is going to sound odd, but
okay. All
my readings are odd. So I'm just going to let you know that up front. I'm not Pink Pony and Rainbow Girl. I tell it like it is. And we have a lot of fun on my show. But that being said, okay, I am seeing it's like two bulls ramming against each other. Boom, boom, boom,
okay.
Boom, 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 boom. And it's you and this boss. Okay?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that we're going to talk about grace. Okay. Yeah, they're telling me grace. So we're going to talk about grace. This is a pick your battles type situation. They have no reason to act the way that they are towards you. However, okay, I'm just seeing this back and forth tug of war, tug of war, tug of war. And do you know how to win a tug of war?
Drop it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm from the South. I don't know where you're from, but we were told kill them with kindness and smile and nod.
Okay.
Now, I know that this is not what you want to hear. I know it's not. I can feel it. My stomach. And I know you're sitting there going, Lord, this woman is crazy, and you're probably rolling your eyes about it.
No, it's like that movie Groundhog's Day, where I've tried everything, the nice approach, the mean approach, the whatever approach, you know, and
no approach.
Well, yeah, I've done that too, and I'm not the only person that this has been done to. She's run off a bunch, you know, like at least five people before.
Yes, she has.
So,
she feels threatened by everybody.
So true.
Okay. She has an inferiority complex the size of Alaska.
Okay. This I know. And
okay.
I'm trying to be nice. That didn't work. I've tried everything.
So let her do her thing. Okay?
Okay.
Let me give you a couple of things. Are y'all allowed to have... Now, you work from home?
No. I work in a store.
Oh, you work in... Oh, dear gosh. Okay. All righty then. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get... It's going to sound, well, whatever. You know, the Lord made oil for a reason. Okay? So what I want you to do is Amazon.com has all these little medallions, okay?
Okay.
That you can get, and they have these little, it opens up, and it has a little cotton or felt thing that goes in it, and you put oil on
that. I have one of those.
Well, are you using it?
No, I'm using stones like amethyst and pyrite and obsidian.
Oh,
No,
stop. Stop.
Okay. Okay.
Pyrite is going to exacerbate that situation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Amethyst opens up your third eye. So you are taking in even more of that negative energy and seeing her struggle.
Yes, I feel it.
Okay. So those are great stones for other purposes, but not for this.
Okay.
Okay. So the two things that you need is you need a hematite, a small hematite for protection,
okay. And
you need a rose quartz for love. And I'm not talking about, you know, romantic love. I'm talking about friendship love. What rose quartz does is it takes the edge off things.
Okay.
Okay. So you've ever heard of the phrase looking through rose-colored glasses?
Yep.
Okay. Rose quartz, same thing. It just takes the edge off. All right.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I want you to do is that medallion that you have. I either want you to put lavender or some type of mint on it.
Mint? Okay. What about both?
I think you might asphyxiate yourself. It's going to be a wee bit on the strong side. So
okay.
You might want to get two different little disky thingies. Gosh, I'm so professional and so exact, aren't I? Anyway, and you might want to switch them out. Lavender helps you relax, and it will help everyone around you relax. But it also keeps away the ickies. Mint.
Okay.
Anybody with any type of evil intent or anger can around towards you cannot stand to be around mint.
Oh, I'm doing mint.
That sounds perfect.
In the olden days, they would plant mint and holly bushes in their front yards in front of their homes. Okay.
Okay.
And those were to bring wealth and health into the house because mint also does that. But they mint and holly protect against evil spirits.
Okay. You don't see her trying. I mean, do you see her trying to get rid of me right now?
Oh, no. She can't do without you, sweet pea. Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's not even aware she's doing half of what she does.
She might be on some kind of a drug, too. I mean, because she goes to the bathroom a lot.
Well, you know, it may not be. Let's hope it's a legal one. Let's just say that.
I don't know about that.
okay. Well, then that
this is the roughest boss.
Then that problem will take care of itself eventually if she's not doing that type of thing. But, yeah, she's not aware she has no clue of how she comes off to other people. Which is pretty typical. Well, it's pretty typical with people who have severe insecurities.
Okay. Yeah, so she makes up stuff and they listen to her, and I don't understand that. The people above her, I just don't understand, you know?
It's easier than you have to realize that because the time that we're in, it is easier to believe her than go down there and investigate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to try this mint. I have two different kinds, peppermint and I think the other one might be spearmint.
Peppermint.
This is new. Okay. This is new for me.
Now, be very sparing, okay? Very sparing with the peppermint. A little goes a long way.
Okay.
All right. So
I can't wait to try it.
It will make people feel invigorated, but people who are in a really bad mood that are looking to make your life more difficult than it actually is. Okay. You can't stand it being around peppermint.
Golly, I didn't know this. I have oils. I never tried that.
Oh yeah, there's oils. That stuff's been around forever and ever and ever. And there are really wonderful properties in the oils. Peppermint and spearmint are very, very good for a number of things. For this particular situation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, people may start asking you for peppermint candy, so you may want to keep some of those in your pocket. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. I'm an empath, too, so I'm hoping this helps, you know?
Oh, sweetie. And you're carrying amethyst?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I would take that amethyst and pyrite, and on Halloween, wash them in water and set them out in the moon and let them clean, let them clear. Set them out in the sun for a couple of days too. Get rid of all that negativity and stuff. Okay.
Okay.
You don't want to bring that in the house.
Yeah. Okay. Just wash
and
it with regular soap
and
water.
And amethyst at work, do not mix.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Just don't. That's an amplifier for your third eye. So.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm, whew. But honey, I've done dumber things, so don't feel bad. I'm an empath, and I can't wear regular watches and things like that because I break everything. And my favorite stone is quartz.
Oh, wow.
Amplifies everything. So,
oh, my God. Wow. Okay. This is something I never knew. I'm so happy to know this.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to cover all sorts of stuff. I'm going to start teaching classes next month. So you can go to on Facebook and make sure that you follow the radio show because we're giving away a 20-minute video reading with me this evening.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going there now.
All right. Thanks so much. It was so fun talking
thank
to you.
You.
I'll talk to you later. God bless. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye.
Oh, it's so much fun to make new friends. I just love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, who's next? Let's see. Whoops. My clicker isn't working, y'all. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you doing this evening? Hello? You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Are you there? Okay, well, they must have fallen asleep or something. We'll see if they call back in. All right, let's get to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, Holly. This is Kathleen, and I have two things to say.
Yes, ma'am.
I always said if I had a daughter, I'd name her Holly, but I have two sons.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the picture on Blog Talk with your glasses and your hair up. You look exactly like my daughter-in-law.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not.
She'd be just gorgeous then.
She is gorgeous. She's a sweetheart. They've only been married for like maybe a year and a half the most.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I, first time caller, I tried to press follow, but I didn't see any difference when I did it.
It'll
so
tell me.
So I did it a few times.
It'll tell me. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I've been seeing a guy I've known since I was 17, and we just got back together five years ago. He was over today. We always get in a fight. He's in AA, and he doesn't like if I have wine, and that's the only thing I drink. I don't drink hard liquor. And he starts a fight. He just moved into a new apartment, which is a dump, yesterday, and everyone from AA helped him. And he thinks he has all these friends, and now he's holier than thou. I'm sick of the crap. I don't know why he treats me the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem after back surgery where I had to sell my car. I use a walker.
Okay.
Do you see me with a new man? Or what's going to happen between me and Richie? I would like someone who loves me for me.
And isn't trying to fix you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is unfortunate.
I'm not into stones and oils, but I dabble in tarot cards.
We don't have to talk about stones and oils. That's perfectly fine. So here's the thing. One of the things that I have noticed over the years, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and AA and these 12-step programs are wonderful. They save lives. I can't say enough about them. There is one caveat to this, however, is that the people that get into AA think everybody and their brother needs AA.
Well, I was in it for 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't. I wasn't with him then. He was married, and I was married, and my husband used to say, you don't need it. But I have to say it was my out to meet people because I was home with two sick children. So it was kind of my out. But, you know, he's sitting here telling me today that I'm fat, ugly, and
all this stuff. Kathleen.
Yes.
To stop. No one that you are dating should ever, ever tell you that.
I know.
So
I've gained a lot of weight. I had back surgery 3 years ago. And I couldn't shovel my car out in the apartments I live in, so I had to sell it. So I'm stuck, and I depend on him to get my groceries, what have you. And I don't want to depend on anyone. But I don't see myself getting a car again, just living off Social Security.
Okay.
And I would like to meet a real nice guy who's well off, and I want a car again. But I can't afford the excise tax.
Yeah.
The insurance, this, that, and the other thing. I didn't know if you saw one coming my way through my godparents.
Let me pull and see something, but I pulled a couple of other cards for you. I pulled a couple of cards for you while we were talking, okay? And I do see a new relationship coming your way, invitation to social events, a compassionate friend that you can share your concerns with. So here's what I think, and here's what your angels are telling me. And we're not going to talk about stones, and we're not going to talk about oils.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about being proactive. Okay, so you don't need to depend on him. There are agencies and there are other people that will help you. And I don't want you to think of it as being a burden on anybody or being dependent upon other people. How I want you to think about this is these are new opportunities to get me out of this house and meet other people.
But I need their transportation.
Right. So? What difference does it make? Everything can be...
Well, I don't even know who. He said, you don't even have friends anymore. And he goes, I have all these friends from AA and this and that. And it's just like... He goes, and when he moved into his new apartment yesterday, he had a lot of people from the program who did help him. And he goes, I didn't realize how many good friends I had. Well, that's fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before I had my back surgery, I used to go to karaoke every weekend. I'd go to dances. I dressed to the nines. I don't have the money for that anymore, nor do I have a car. And I didn't know if you saw me getting a car again or who this man might be coming into my life.
There is a man coming into your life, and there's also, you do have friends. You need to, I know, but your angels are being very, very insistent upon the fact that you need to call and reach out for help. And the
I did tonight. It's funny you say that. I go through elder services. I'm 63, but I'm a young 63. And this girl from the Dominican comes over, and her and I get, we just get together and we have laughs. And when she comes over here to clean and do the laundry and what have you, and I called her tonight crying, and I asked her if she wanted to come over one night and just shoot the breeze and listen to some music, and maybe she could have whatever she wants to drink or whatever, and a few hors d'oeuvres. And she goes, yeah, but it has to be a night that she's not on call. And I said, I understand that perfectly. But, and her name is Mercedes, and she's a sweetheart. There's a little language barrier, but we laugh a lot. And I would like to know if she is the person that we would connect and she'd come over, and who is this new man?
So Mercedes is the key. Okay.
She's a doll.
But she's also the key. She is going to help you get connected with other people and help you get transportation and help you meet other people your age. Mercedes is the key.
She speaks Spanish. I don't, but she speaks some English. So I get the gist, but the gist, whatever, of what she says. And then we laugh.
Yeah.
I kind of get her. But who is this new man?
The way that they're showing me this is that she is connected to a whole bunch of different people, and it's through Mercedes that you meet this person. And I'm saying
she's like 52, I'm 63. I don't know if she thinks of me as a friend as I think of her that way, even though she comes over here to clean and what have you.
She thinks of you as family.
Through an agency.
She thinks of you as family.
Really?
Yeah.
She's such a doll. She's
such
a good woman.
Yeah, she thinks of you as family.
Wow. When my son had COVID, I was very upset. And I didn't want her to come over and clean the next day. I had a lot to process. She goes, "You want me to come over?" And I said, "Oh, no, honey. No, no, no. Don't. We don't have to do that." But she's that kind of woman. She's so kind-hearted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you need to call Elder Services.
No, I have. And I have a caseworker from Elder Services already. That's how I got Mercedes. And I need transportation. And they keep saying because I have a walker after surgery, they need a nurse to come over and evaluate me. And if they feel they can't be responsible if they take me out and I fall, they have to make sure I'm perfect out there. Well, I'm really not, because I've fallen before flat in my face and been rushed to the hospital. So, and I'm stuck in this apartment. I don't know what to do. But please tell me I would find a nice man. That
I'm saying that someone from through Mercedes is going to come your way in January.
Would he be Spanish?
No.
I'm not, but
no.
You know.
No. No, he's not Spanish. No. Mm-mm. He is another one of her clients, actually, or something like that.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about the guy I've been with, Richie, who's been putting me down? What's going to happen with him?
That's completely in your control. You are in control of that. I know what would happen if he did that to me.
You tell him to take a fly-in for himself.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you're too cute.
Yeah,
absolutely. You are. Well, and you think I'd meet this man in January?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he financially well off, or?
He's comfortable. I wouldn't say rolling in it, but he is comfortable. And comfort works, honey. We don't need a millionaire. We just need enough to cover our needs and go out and sing some karaoke from time to time.
You know, I lived a charmed life when I was married, and I never wanted for anything. And now, since I've been divorced and I stayed home with two sick children, I didn't have enough credits to get enough for Social Security. Do you ever see me moving out of subsidized housing? I'm not used to this lifestyle, and I'm not trying to be a snob.
I am showing that there is a very high possibility that you can get out of there in the next 18 months.
Would it be because of my godparents passing?
I'm showing that there's some money coming your way.
Yeah, it would be. And they're about to move November 1st, and he's in his 90s, and she's like in her late 80s, 90.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me the other day saying they're moving, and I couldn't believe from where they're living to buying a condo, and I just can't believe it at this age. So you think in 18 months,
18 months,
would
yeah.
I come into an inheritance?
Yeah, that's what they're showing me, some money, some windfall. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. If you could keep
You're
me
welcome.
On,
God bless.
I would so much appreciate it, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Holly. Bye, honey. Keep me on.
Okay. All righty. Let's see who the next caller is. All righty. Well, hello, this is Billy. Miss Holly. This is Holly. How may I help you?
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Who am I speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Oh, hey, how are you doing tonight? You doing good?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Great, thank you. What can I do for you?
I guess whatever's coming up for long-term committed relationship that's coming up or finances like the last caller that you had. What either one?
Okay. So I pulled the Empress for you, which is all about money. And I also pulled the King of Summer for you, which is all about a new romantic partner. So we hit the jackpot. Woohoo! Go us.
Cool.
Okay. So, what I'm saying here is you need to take some action, and that power of you're very, very creative, and that is going to allow you to have some success, and that's going to lift your lifestyle up. So I don't know if you're writing something or making something or thinking of starting some type of creative business. But that is your ticket.
I just wrote a letter to a friend to see if I can open a business with them and see if they ever answer.
That's going to be successful. And then I also pulled the King of Summer, which is an honorable, devoted, mature, warm-hearted, romantic partner who does not need to be fixed. Okay? So this person is very involved in their culture. They've got their act together. They are employed. They are emotionally available. It's kind of like the unicorn in the dating world. So be on the lookout for him. That's going to come in February of next year. Okay?
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thanks so much. You have a good evening.
Thanks. You too.
All right, we've got about 8 minutes left. So y'all please go and follow the show so I can do a drawing, because we're going to take about 2 minutes to do a drawing. So I've got about 6 minutes to do one more reading. And let's see who this is. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. You already read me. I just listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, Catherine. Sorry about that. Okay. Let's see. I've got to learn how to do this better, y'all. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. Hello?
Hi, Holly. I'm so glad I got on. I didn't think I was going to get on.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing really, really well. Excuse my nose. I just have my allergies are kind of funny tonight. My name is Sharon. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. My allergies are flaring up, too. Sometimes I sound like Raymond Burr. I tell you, it's just awful.
I know. Gosh, I don't know what it is. But
and
anyhow,
for you people who are listening
and
don't know who Raymond Burr is, you're too young. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I wanted to see what you feel or what you're pulling up for me for, like, how my finances are going to be over the, this year, next year. I love my job. I want to redo my kitchen, which I want to pay cash for. And I want to know if I don't want to touch my savings. I want to be able to save enough to, you know what I'm saying, to do this. And I just, what are you picking up on my finances over the next few months?
When you're talking about redoing your kitchen, you're talking about redoing your kitchen.
Cabinets. Oh, yeah, the whole thing. You know, that costs.
Yeah, I'm saying like 25 or 30 grand.
Yeah, well, I think mine, I live in a condo. I think I could get it done. I really do for 15.
Okay, I think it's going to be more like 20. Why do I sound like I'm arguing with you?
Right.
I'm not your contractor. Listen to me with my goofy self. Anyway.
You could be right.
So, they're telling me wait.
Okay.
Yeah, feeling challenged by money issues. They're telling me that things will be better in March.
Okay.
And that is going to be a better time to do that. So
yeah, I keep stashing every penny for the. Do you feel my job is stable?
Yeah,
I really
like
it.
What you do.
Good. Well, I just had a little problem with one. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. I had a little problem with one of the women there, one of the bosses. She kind of was dishonest, but she apologized to me. But you do feel stability at my job. That's so important.
Yeah. You're still the go-to person. You're the go-to girl.
I really like it a lot. So you feel I should wait until March? I believe you. Yes. I mean, I'm not going to go broke over it. I'm only going to do it if I can pay straight cash for it.
There's going to be some incentives in March as far as you're going to be able to find some cabinets and some other things that are going to be discounted and things like that. So you can do it in the style that you like without having to compromise.
I know.
You're not wanting to compromise. And believe me, I had my kitchen done 2 years ago and it's the heart of the home. Don't compromise.
I know. I agree. Totally. If you're going to do it, that's why I've waited this long. And I've been pushing every day. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
It's very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can see in March, and you do feel next year, I will be offered permanency to be there for the better benefits.
Yeah. February.
Oh, great.
Which makes sense
great,
now
great.
Because you can get your kitchen done in March.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it this year. But I was just wondering, if I'd be able to do it the next year. Because it takes a good week to get it done, week or 2 weeks. And you did yours last year, huh?
I did mine 2 years ago, and I'm not going to tell you how long it took, but it was not 2 weeks.
I can just imagine. One lady, it took about over a month, but she lived in a huge house. No, I know. I agree. It probably
I had the countertops done and everything, and I was 5 weeks.
You got the appliances. I want the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Get quartz countertops. They are the bomb.
Quartz. Okay. That's good advice. But listen, thank you so much for answering my question this evening. I really appreciate it.
All righty. I'll talk with you later. Thanks for calling back in.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you again, okay?
God bless. Talk to you soon.
Okay. I know. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I have got about, let me see if I can do one more real quickly. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All righty. Then I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute, okay, so you can listen to the show. All righty. Let's see who else we've got up here. All right. Let's see. We've got about 2 minutes. So what I'm going to do, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and draw somebody. My husband's going to draw somebody to get the reading from the followers on the show. Oh, wow, we got a bunch of new followers. Thank y'all so much for following me. And let's see who we've got here. Okay. All righty. We have Trudy Jules. Trudy Jules, you have won a 20-minute reading from the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. So congratulations on that, and we're going to send out an email to Trudy to let her know. So that's it for this evening. We're going to go ahead and say goodnight. Thank you all so much, and again, congratulations to Trudy Jules for winning the 20-minute video reading with me. And everybody else, please have a good evening and good night, good bless, and I will see everybody on Tuesday. And thank you so much for continuing to support me. I'm so excited.